今天我要与大家一起分享的是圣经中说话的智慧。
Today what I want to share with everyone is wisdom in speaking from the Bible.
最近美国心理健康卫生局做了一个调查。
So recently the mental health department has made
a survey.就是在今年三月的时候，发现美国人心理的状态当中，有32%的人受到重创，以及极大的心理压力。
And this past March in 2020, 32% of people were negatively impacted, by worry and stress.
他们在六月底的时候又做了一个调查。
At the end of June, they did another survey.
他们发现。这个心理成为一个疾病，成为有一个症状表现出来的人数呢，现在高达53%。
They found out that now, there's 53% of people that were negatively impacted due to worry and stress.
结果他们在进一步调查的时候呢，发现其中一个很大的原因呢，是因为居家隔离。
And the reason, one of the major reasons of this negative impact is because of quarantine.
所以他们发现，除了因为心理疾病和工作，以及现在经济的情况之外，造成心理压力。
So they know, aside from worry and stress and also work that causes mental health issues.
大家彼此有社交的隔离，以至于不能说话，是造成疾病的一个极大的因素。
And people being quarantined, not able to chat with each other, became one of the major reasons of the mental health issue.
因此，他们就发现，实际上说话是对身心是非常重要的一件事情。
So they know and understand that conversation with each other is very important for our health.
研究告诉我们，我们如果也能够社交，彼此有一个有意义的对话的话。
And the survey mentioned, the study mentioned that, the benefit of the conversation for our health, there's quite a list.
它会使彼此讲话的人当中会有充满了想象力和创新力。
And the conversation between people can, also increase our imagination.
不但如此，还可以彼此增加彼此的体力、免疫力，甚至降低血压。
And it can energize people, boost our immunities, and also actually reduce blood pressure.
也可以彼此增加自信和自尊心。
It can increase confidence and also self-esteem.
也可以让人在这其中开始能够做一些冷静的决定。
And it can help promote people, to have peace.
也让人自己有机会能在因为讲话之后开始有一些回顾跟反省。
And also have people have increased opportunities for self-awareness and reflection.
而且使大家在这其中因着讲话的缘故，心理跟所有的见识更为开放、广。
And through conversation, we'll have an open mind, and it can illuminate more opportunities.
以至于能够吸收多方的知识和智慧。
And also with, the conversation, we can share collective wisdom from each other.
所以说说话是社交主要的部分，而社交有意义的说话其中呢，是对我们身心灵的健康都是十分重要的。
So therefore, speaking is a major function that keeps us healthy, both in our body and spiritually.
所以我们很清楚说话非常的重要，但是问题是我们会说话吗？
We understand the importance of speaking, however, do we know what we are ought to speak?
有的时候我们彼此谈话之后，我们真是觉得心情愉快。
Sometimes after we speak to each other, we feel very joyful, very happy.
但是有的时候谈完话之后，真是满肚子火。
And sometimes after we talk to each other, we are even more angry than before.
那我或你可以说什么话让别人感到快乐跟健康吗？
So what can you and I say that make others happy and make others healthier?
什么东西可以说，什么东西不可以说呢？
What can be said and what should not be said?
有些东西很难表达，或者彼此话不投机，那要怎么办呢？
oftentimes it's hard for us to express ourselves or we don't have common language.
因此我们学会，我们知道一件事，我们必须要说话，而且要有说话的智慧。
So we understand we need to speak, but more importantly, speak with wisdom.
那我们要知道智慧这件事情的时候，我们必须要先知道我们自己头脑里面的思路是如何形成的。
But before we understand the wisdom of speaking, we have to understand the steps through our thought process.
有一种东西叫做习惯。
There's a thing called habit.
这个习惯东西就会影响我们人的身体跟思路。
And the habit will cause us to think a certain way.
我记得在台湾的时候，我都很习惯吃在台湾的东西。
When I was back in Taiwan, I remember I love eating Taiwanese food.
等到我到美国之后，我发现怎么有东西是冷的？冷的东西怎么能够吃呢？
And then I came to US, I noticed there's food that are cold. How do you eat food that's cold?
结果要吃冷的东西就让我的身体很不习惯，而且很不舒服。
So when I have to eat something cold, I was very uncomfortable, I was very against it.
并不是说那个东西不好、不健康、不营养。
I'm not saying that thing that particular food is unhealthy or not tasty.
而是说那个习惯，过去的习惯已经塑造我的身体去适应，去觉得那个是我舒适的一种方式。
But because of my previous habits of eating Taiwanese food, to me, this cold plate of foodIt's uncomfortable.
因此习惯同时也塑造了我们的思维模式。
Similarly, habit causes us to have the specific mode of thinking.
我还记得我刚到美国的时候，什么东西都是先想一遍中文，然后再用英文来表达。
So when I first came to US, everything that I want to say, I have to think it in Chinese first.Before I translate it in my head into English, and then I speak it out.
结果渐渐的我就开始学会用英文来想。
And then slowly, I started to use English in my head to think my thought process.
但是有一件东西我总是改不来，花了十年的时间我才把它改过来。
There's one thing that was so hard for me to change, it took me about 10 years to finally change it.
就是电话号码。
And that is phone number.
因为一连串的数字，我就习惯先用中文记下来，然后再把它翻译成英文。
Because to me, I always remember phone numbers in Chinese, and then I translate it in English.
所以人家每次用英文问我电话号码的时候，我先用中文再想一遍，然后再把它翻译成英文讲出来。
So therefore, whenever someone asks me for my phone number, I always think of it in Chinese, and then I translate it into English, and then tell the other person.
因为过去的习惯就塑造了我后来的一些思维模式。
Because of my previous habits, it creates my mode of thinking.
就成就我后来的一些行为跟语言跟思想的观点。
And that leads to my behavior, my action, and my speech.
所以我们就发现过去的习惯不断的在经过强化之后呢，我们就非常的觉得在这个习惯当中，所有的思想跟行为是理所当然的。
So because of our previous habits being reinforced, with whatever circumstances we are in, it make us feel like that's how it should be.
当在一个文化当中，大家都有同样习惯的时候
，When we're under the same culture and everyone have similar habits,
我们就彼此强化我们一起的。一些同样的思维模式。
So therefore, we reinforce each other's habits.
如果一旦不一样的话，我们就会感到全身的不舒服，我们的思路也受到阻碍。
And when someone or something is different, we will feel very disturbed and uncomfortable.
因此，我们必须要回顾一下，那我们过去在所有的习惯是什么呢？是什么东西来塑造我们的一些思路呢？
So we have to look back on what creates our habit.
特别是我们华人。
especially as Chinese Americans.
哦，第一个我想影响我们非常深的就是所谓的儒家思想，或者在某一种学说当中称为封建。
So to us Chinese people, the one of the most influential thing is probably Confucius. Confucius.
在这一种文化熏陶里面，他的思维是什么呢？
In that specific culture, what does it teach us?
就是说，在这个群体当中，我们非常注重群体的和谐跟融洽。
So we focus extremely on social harmony.
并且我们在其中呢，知道彼此的辈分。
And we understand each other's seniority.
我们也尽量在当我们自己表达的时候，为着群体的融洽为主。因此我们在表达的时候，表达得非常的含蓄，我们也彼此尊重。
And because of social harmony in our mind, when we speak, we're often very implicit.
因此当我们表达非常含蓄的时候，实际上我们彼此讲话的时候有许多的想象的空间。
And because we're very implicit, we leave a lot of room for imagination.
哦，到最后我们所谓的一切都在不言中。
And to the end, we seem very insincere.
然后到后来呢，又出现了一种思潮，是什么呢？
And then later on,A new trend of thought came upon us.
这个思潮是来自于上个世纪德国的一个文化出来的。
And that occurred in the previous century, that started in German.
在当时的时空背景底下，欧洲经历了政教合一。
So in that time, in Europe, they started to have unity of church and state.
然后经历了一个新教运动 Reformation,
and they went through Reformation.
然后又产生了帝国主义的殖民主义
and they went through colonialism during imperial time.
之后又产生了工业革命，进而更强化了资本主义
and they continuously progressed into capitalism.
于是他们就开始有一个。群体跟学说起来要抗衡在当时社会不公义、贫富极大差距底下资本主义出来的一种学说。
So then they went against the authority and going against the extreme poverty level versus extreme rich people.
因此他们产生的一种学说就是一切以辩证为主。
So therefore, they came out with this philosophical thinking, which is dialectical model.
他们以理性去挑战权威。
They started to challenge authorities.
并且批判任何不公义的社会现象。
And they rebuke against anything that is unsettling in the society.
他们高举理性。They lift a logical argument.
They lift up logical arguments.
因此，他们在看所有的事物的时候，他们先去评判这个事物当中是不是合理，是不是合乎他们自己逻辑理性。
So therefore, they start to think whether it follows along with where their logical thinkings are.
为了要抗衡当时一些权威
，just to challenge the authorities at the time。
当这个思潮四散到世界各地的时候
，and when this kind of thinking spreads throughout the world，
发生一件很有意思的事情
，a very interesting thing happened。
就是有一群人因着用辩证法。和这一种信仰去推翻另一个政权的时候
，When they use dialectical thinking, dialectical model to overthrow power.
当他自己成为一个权威的时候
，And they themselves rise up to be in power.
他 马上就感觉到有可能其他的人会用同样的方法来攻击他自己的政权。
So then they feel like they will be challenged the same way that they challenged others.
因此他会禁止任何人有这一类攻击自己政府的一种思想。
So they will start to
命令。
So therefore they will start to oppress those who will challenge their authorities.
但是问题是整个文化已经进入一种辩证的一种形态当中的时候，在这一种生活思路的时候怎么办呢？
However, when a culture has already been embedded into a dialectical model of a way of thinking, what do they do?
那这一种政府的代理人就必须要制造其他外在的事情，让人民把自己所有的精力对外去做一些批判、批评。
So therefore, they have to create external enemies so that the people will start to go against that quote-unquote enemy.
那近代在美国，好，这一两百年又出现了另一种思潮，是什么呢？
So in America, in the recent 200 years, a new trend of thought starts to rise up.
叫做个人主义。
And that is called individualism.
就是我们非常强调每一个人自己本身应有的权利、自由跟情感。
So we emphasize on self, our own rights, our own emotional freedom.
鼓励每一个人抒发他自己的思想。
Encourage everyone to express their thoughts and their feelings.
在这个三个思潮的这种冲击底下呢？
When we're under the effect of these three different trends,
我们看见他们各有利弊。
We see that each one of the trends have their foundations.
我们就发现在儒家思想底下熏陶出来的文化是怎么样呢？
What do we see under Confucius?
他是压抑感受的。
They suppress their feelings.
他是经常言不由衷的。
They're often insincere with their words.
那在这个辩证主义这种批判文化底下的人是怎么样的呢？
And what about under dialectical model?
他是看什么东西他都认为有负面的东西可以拿出来批判的。
They view everything as negative. They always have a very negative connotation towards everything.
并且非常的自然的要把自己放在可以批判的一个位置。
They often put themselves in a higher pedestal to judge others.
而自己不知道。
And yet they don't know themselves.
那在个人主义底下出来的又有什么缺点呢？
And what about individualism? What kind of cons do they have?
他什么东西都是以感觉导向。
They are always guided by emotions.
所以我们在英文歌里面，我们经常听到，I feel your heart, speak your heart, speak from your heart.
Yeah, so in English songs, you often hear things like, oh, speak your mind, speak your heart, speak what you have.
或者 be yourself.
Or be yourself.
那我们在儒家的这种环境里面呢，我还记得以前有一首歌，叫做 I Love You More Than I Can Say， 在1980年的时候是一个非常风靡世界的一首歌。
And under Confucianism, I actually remember a song from the 80s named I Love You More Than I Can Say. It was a very famous song.
结果中文翻译是什么呢？是变成是爱你在心口难开。
And in Chinese translation, the song name is I Love You More Than I Can Say.
英文分明是说我对你数不尽的爱，我一直讲一直讲，讲不尽的我有多爱你。结果中文变成爱你在心口难开，这个就是儒家的思想，我不好意思表达的。
In the English meaning, it's I love you so, so, so much, I cannot stop expressing my love to you. But in Chinese, it's very reserved, very Confucius thinking.
那另一个在辩证主义思潮底下我又发现一个很有意思的一个现象。
And under the second trend of thought and dialectical thought, I noticed a very interesting thought.
大概在1960年代还是70年代，有一个 非常注重人心理的一个学者，他写了一本书他的名字叫 Dale Carnegie， 他写了一本书叫做 Win Friends and Influence People。
And back in the 60s or 70s, there was a famous writer who wrote a book called Win Friends and Influence People.
也就是直接翻译就是结交朋友和影响他人。
Which is meaning influencing other people, influencing friends.
结果中文把它翻译成什么呢？
However, the Chinese translation, they translated a little bit different.
叫做人性的弱点。
It was translated to be weakness of men.
分明是一个正面的一个教导，结果中文把它想成是一个负面的。哦，你要影响人的话，那我们是有弱点，所以被你影响了。
It was a very positive way of writing for the book. However, when it was translated in Chinese, it became a negative way that if you want to be influenced, you have to show your weakness to others.
那这三个思潮在我们华人当中不断的塑造我们的心，不断的塑造我们的思路，那我们可以在其中找到任何的智慧，活出一个智慧的人生吗？
So these three different trends of thought go through our mind. It creates the way of our thinking, creates the way of our thought process. Can we find wisdom through that?
而且如果我们住在美国有一段时间的话，我们就会发现我们可能要面对上一代的思路，跟我们下一代的思路和我们平辈的思路都在这个三种文化的冲击当中，我们要学会怎么样彼此沟通。
And for us who have been here for a while, we have this older generation, younger generation, and also our peers, and we're under these three different culture impactHow do we receive wisdom and where?
我们在这个三个文化当中怎么样可以有一个智慧的生活呢？
And how do we live a life that is full of wisdom?
箴言告诉我们，敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端啊。
In Proverbs, it tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者，也就是认识神啊，便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One, meaning the Lord, is understanding.
原来过去的这些文化，纵使他们是有一些优点。
So even though the different culture, they have their pros.
但是我们把这一些文化当作我们的生活准则，跟生命，使用书的话，那就大错了。
If we're using this different, different trends of thought as our life guide, then we'll be in big trouble.
如果我们把这些当作我们生命的说明书的话，那实际上他们是山寨版。
If we're using those as our life of manual, they're actually fake manuals.
那我们智慧的开始要怎么样开始有智慧呢？
So where is this first step of getting wisdom?
就是当我们发现有正牌的东西出现的时候啊，山寨版就要退位了。
That is when the authentic one appears, we have to let the imitation step aside.
我们过去的这些文化影响我们，让我们有这些习惯的东西是山寨版啊。现在正牌的出来，我们就要让正牌的居首位。
So when the old thoughts, they are considered the imitations, and we see the authentic one that appears, we have to put that imitation one aside.
因此在我们生命当中，我们就必须把神居第一位，并且把他的教导也放在第一位。
So therefore we need to put God as our first and also his teaching as the priority.
我搬到我们家现在的房子，刚搬来的时候，我们家后院呢有一棵大树。
So the house that I'm currently living in, when we first moved in, there was a huge tree in the backyard.
像这个照片上的树。
It looks similar to this picture.
哇，那个树好大哦，大概快有五层楼高。
The tree is about five stories high.
我后来啊，每次扫叶子扫到最后，我受不了了，所以去年呢，我就下定决心呢，把它砍掉了。
And every year we have to take care of the leaves, and after a while, I got so tired of it. And last year, I decided to chop the tree down.
实际上，为了要剪这棵树呢，跟切除清理这棵树呢，这个在树根以上呢，我已经请了三次工人来砍这个树。
Actually, I've asked three different people coming over to chop the tree down.
就砍完树之后呢，发现它的根呢又太大了，大的我没办法剪草，所以呢，我又请了工人来把这个根呢给磨掉。
So after chopping it down the first time, I noticed that the tree trunk was still too enormous for me to mow my lawn. So then I asked another set of people to file it down more.
这个根呢，弄了请了工人三次呢，还没有弄干净。
Yet even after three times of filing the tree trunk, it was not completely cleaned up yet.
所以我想，那我自己来好了。
So then I thought to myself, maybe I should do it myself.
反正今年呢，这个居家令在家里呢，我在家里也没事做。
Since this year of quarantine, I don't have much to do. I'll just do that.
我不能外出，不能上班，没有运动，我就把它当做呢，每次去切这个树根呢，挖树根呢，跟砍树根呢，作为我天天的运动。
Since I can't exercise, I can't go to work, I can't go anywhere, I'll use chopping a tree as my daily exercise.
所以我太太经常会不知道一个情况底下，我在家里失踪了大概15分钟到半个小时。
So my wife often just find me missing for a good 15-20 minutes.
不论下雨还是天晴，我都出去弄这个树根呢，每天呢当作是我的每日运动。
Whether rain or shine, I'd always go outside and chop the tree for 15 minutes. It's my daily exercise.
我这样持续做了100天。
I did that about 100 days.
结果发现一件事情，铁杵不能磨成绣花针。我磨了半天，切了半天，几乎没有动。
And I realized iron rod cannot be grinded down to a needle. For the 100 days I've been chopping it, nothing changed.
我后来想了，当初种的这个屋主呢，他只是把一个不起眼的种子塞进去，或者一个短短的树苗呢，花了几分钟之后就埋进去了。
I thought to myself, the previous owner dropped a little tiny seed under the ground, maybe 10-15 minutes dropping the seed.
我现在用了1000倍的时间跟10000倍的能量，我奈何不了这棵树。
I use 1,000 more times of my time and energy. I can't move the tree whatsoever.
我突然感到巨树的宏伟跟巨大。
I understand the enormity of a tree.
这个就是圣经说，一个智慧人说出来的话，他的力量跟力道就好像一棵树。
That's just like the Bible says, a person speaking with wisdom is just like a tree, firmly rooted underground.
他起初的时候是非常幼小的，非常短暂的一个时间呢，就进去了。
So in the beginning, it's a very small, tiny sapling, gently planted in the ground.
但是它的结果呢，却是巨大的。
However, the result is humongous.
而且呢，它还会结果，以至于生生不息。
And it will provide fruit, and the result is perpetual.
就看见这棵树带出生命，看到这棵树也看到生命。
And when we see this, we know that this tree will provide life. And when we see this tree, we know it has life.
这个就是圣经里面讲到说话的力量。
And this is what the Bible means about the power of speaking.
而圣经也告诉我们，我们说话的时候可以带出生命，同时也可以摧毁生命。
And the Bible also tells us that when we speak, we can bring out life, but we can also destroy life too with our words. 那
我们每一个人都持有那么大的一个能力的时候，我们应该怎么样去用我们的说话呢？
And when we know that we have such power, how do we utilize that power?
圣经这边有两节经文告诉我们。
In the Bible, there's two verses here that tells us.
在哥林多前书十后前书十章第三十一节这边说，无论做什么，也就是也包括更包括我们讲话，都要为荣耀神而行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, it says, "So whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, also meaning talking, do it for all for the glory of God."
那以弗所书四章二十九节告诉我们。
In Ephesians 4:29, it says,
他说随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
To speak only what is helpful for building others up according to their benefit, that it may benefit those who listen.
也就是说，现在圣经告诉我们，当我们说话的时候是有目的的。
So therefore, it's telling us whenever we speak, we have a goal, we have a purpose.
是有动机的。
Yeah, we have a motive.
是什么呢？就不但是只是沟通、传递信息、情感交流而已。
And what the goal and motive for our speaking is no longer to communicate, exchange information, and share feelings.
主要的目的是为了荣耀神，让人得益处。
The biggest goal and motive is to have God receive glory and building others up and benefiting others.
当我们知道这个目的的时候，我们再回到圣经当中的一些智慧言语，告诉我们我们怎么样说话。什么东西该说，什么东西不该说。
And when we understand what the goal is, we'll know when we return back to the Bible what to say and what not to say.
因为我们知道话语力量已经告诉我们它非常的巨大。
Because we already know that the power of words is extreme.
那我们又提到刚刚说到我们讲话的时候应该带有两种目的跟动机。
And we also mentioned that speaking, we should have two purpose and goal.
因此箴言告诉我们，只要与这个刚刚提的这个两个目的跟动机相反的，那一定不要说。
So therefore, Proverbs tell us to not say words that are opposite of the goals that we just mentioned.
里面包括了说谎，绝对不要说。
Include lies. Definitely don't tell lies.
因为这个不能反映神的荣耀，这是神所憎恶的。
Because it cannot glorify God, it's what God hates.
另一个是引诱、诱导人家的一些话。
And the second is tempting words.
这种诱导人家走入这种负面的这种状况，然后因此我们在其中得利的，神说这个一点都不帮助人，千万不要说。
Because these words that are misguiding, misleading, it will not benefit others whatsoever. God says not to speak those words.
还有一种是毁谤人的话。
And the third is slandering words.
啊，这个是非常，神说是非常愚昧人才会去毁谤人，因为他心中有恨，就借着去毁谤来表现出来。
Because slandering words are, God says, is spoken by fools who...have hatred in their hearts, so therefore they start to tell slandering words to others about others.
还有一种话呢，是闲话。
And the fourth is gossips.
啊，这种闲话有的时候大家听起来哇，蛮有味道，非常吸引。
And oftentimes gossips are very interesting.
啊，中文叫做八卦，因为在听了这个八卦之后，觉得好像看连续剧一样。
And because these gossips are like soap operas, very interesting.
但是圣经说，不要说闲话。
However, the Bible says, don't speak gossip.
因为你会失去朋友。
Because you will lose friends.
你会失去人家对你的信任。
You will lose trust from other people.
而且你也伤害到别人。
Most importantly, you will hurt others.
还有一种话呢，圣经说也不要讲。
And the fifth one, the
谄媚的话
And the fifth one, the Bible says, is flattering words. Don't speak those.
啊，给人家戴高帽的话啊，这样子夸你一下呢，这样子对我也有帮助。
Speak words that will lift others up so that it can benefit yourself.
另外就是搬弄是非的话。
And the other one is tale-telling.
因为在这个搬弄是非当中，也许你觉得讲话的人觉得在掌控一些事情。
Because when you're tale-telling, you feel like you are in power, you are in authority, guiding the conversation.
但是神的公义却在这一边荡然无存。
However, God's righteousness is still here.
所以这一些东西，圣经说千万不要讲，而且讲出来之后损人不利己。
God says not to speak any of those words because they harm others without benefiting yourself.
但是为什么人想讲呢？
Then why do people want to speak these words?
因为他们想借着讲这些话去满足自己一时的权力掌控一些欲望，而这个欲望会上瘾的。
Because it might satisfy our short-term desire of being in control or temporary benefits, but this can be very addicting.
但是这一种心态会带来空虚，因为你开始要不停的担心，你不但算计别人，也会被人家算计。
However, that only brings emptiness. It brings continuous fear of being schemed.
结果导致自取灭亡。
And in the end, it leads to self-destruction.
那还有什么不应该说呢？
And what other words should we not speak?
在以弗所书四章二十九节这边说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
In Ephesians chapter 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
实际上污秽的言语这个本身的翻译它实际上不是用污秽的言语的原文的意思不是这个。
The word unwholesome, in the original translation, it was not that meaning.
原文用的那个字是指腐烂的意思。
In the past, it means worthless.
Rotten.
Oh, rotten, sorry, rotten.
但是那个腐烂在当时的那个文化用那个腐烂的意思呢是代表呢没有用的没有用的话。
And in that culture, rotten, it means worthless.
实际上中文有一个更好的词来作为翻译。
And in the Chinese, it actually translates even better.
你可以说是烂话或者没用的话。啊，实际上我觉得还有更好的一个翻译，就是废话。
I think there's even a better translation than worthless. It's useless.
就是你没有用的东西啊，没有用的话，什么叫做没有用呢？啊，比如说，如果今天呢，外面倾盆大雨呢，然后呢，你带了一个水壶呢，出到外面去浇花。
What it means by useless or worthless, it's as if it's raining outside and you bring a bucket to water your flowers.
那我们不要说这样的话，那哪些是属于废话呢？
So what words are considered worthless or ineffective?
废话有什么呢？我跟大家讲一讲。
I'll share with you a little bit.
如果有人这样子跟另一个人说哎，我就原谅你好了。
One person says to another, I guess I'll forgive you.
你知道这个就是废话。
You know, this is actually worthless.
因为在这个情况当中，听的人呢，他根本不认为他有错。
Because the hearer in that conversation doesn't feel like they are wrong.
所以你在跟他讲你原谅他了，这个一点意义都没有，还把你自己的地位呢，提高在他上面。他觉得你这个人呢不可理喻。
Because when you say I forgive you, but the other person doesn't feel like they're wrong, you're putting yourself in a higher pedestal, and they won't appreciate you.
如果在那个情况底下，你就不用说，你心里原谅就好了。
At that time, you don't have to say it out loud. You can just forgive them in your heart. That would be sufficient.
还有什么话是废话呢？
What other words are worthless?
我这个人说话就很直，请你别介意。
Oh, I'm a very straightforward person with my words. Please don't mind me.
就好像我这个说话伤了你，哎，不过没关系啦，你就将就一下吧，啊，你别介意。
It's like, oh, I have hurt you with my words. Oh, but please don't mind me.
一个人开车不好，在外面撞了人家车子，他可以这样子跟警察说，哎，我只是不太会开车而已。
It's just like someone who doesn't know how to drive and crash into another person and tells the police, oh, don't mind me, I'm just a very bad driver.
人家为什么不需要介意你对他的言语伤害呢？
Why shouldn't others mind your words hurting them?
然后还有一个，有句话我很想跟你讲，但是又怕你生气，不知道要不要跟你说，你要听吗？
Another worthless word phrase is, there's some words I want to say, but I'm afraid you'll get mad. I don't know if I should tell you. Do you want to hear?
你想听的人，他在听完这句话的时候，他要不要生气呢？
So do you feel like this person who is receiving these words, when they get upset?
他要听还是不要听？
Should they listen or not to your words?
所以讲这句话，你又引诱别人要听，然后呢，如果人家不要听的时候，你又把他放在一个他认为他自己心胸非常狭窄的一个地位。
You're putting them in a difficult position, whether they should they hear or should they not hear it.
所以这句话也叫废话。
So this phrase is also considered worthless.
还有一句话是怎么样呢？我不老早跟你讲了吗？
And another phrase, didn't I tell you already?
所以这一个当被听的人，他一定现在遇到了，他也许做出错误决定的一个结果，他现在正在一个负面的一个情况当中。
So the person who is listening to these words has already made something, has done something wrong, and they are feeling very down by the situation.
所以他这个时候是需要有安慰。
What they need is actually comfort at the moment.
但是你过去呢，你讲这句话的意思就是说呢，你看我比你厉害，我比你知道，我比你聪明。
When you're saying these words, you're essentially telling that person, "Ha, I'm smarter than you. I'm more wise than you."
这句话说出来对当事人一点意义都没有，只是表现了你自己的自大而已。
It doesn't show anything but your own prideful.
但是话说回来，我们夫妻中间不是经常讲这一类的话吗？
However, husband and wives in between or between us, we say that often, very often.
我上了一个有关婚姻讲座的一堂课。
I went to a seminar about the marriage seminar.
那个牧师就跟我们说，你要让你婚姻甜蜜的话吗？甜蜜吗？
Do you want your life, your marriage life to be sweet?
就是当你们夫妻在为某一件事情争吵了许久的时候
what you have to do is after you have fight with your husband or wife on this particular matter for the longest time.
结果对方为了坚持己见去做了，结果发现糟糕惨了。
And the husband or the wife has done something, and they realize, oh no.
这个时候，另一方什么话都不用讲啊。
So then the other person should not say anything at all.
因为当事人已经知道错了嘛。
Because they themselves already know they have done something wrong. We don't need to say more.
我就想到我经常对我的孩子啊，对发泄我的愤怒，我要他做这个做那个。
I often show my fury to my kids. I want them to do this and that.
结果到最后呢，他不听我的话，学业出了问题，身体出了问题，关系出了问题。
And when the event happened, my kids' school drops down, their relationship with their friends drop, etc. Their health drop.
我就耐不住了，然后我跟他，爸爸不是跟你讲了吗
？So then I cannot hold my anger in. I say, didn't I tell you so already?
我讲那句话就是废话。
Me saying those words is actually completely worthless.
因为孩子已经从经验当中学到了。
Because my kids has already experienced it through the problem.
而我在讲的时候只会让他以后说下次什么东西都不要跟爸爸说。
Because if me saying those words actually pushes my kids to refrain from saying anything to me in the future.
然后另一个废话是什么呢？哎，我不该跟你说这个，但是。
Another worthless word is, I shouldn't tell you this, but.
好像说我现在说底下说的话呢，跟我没有责任，与我无关。
It's essentially saying, oh, what I'm going to tell you has nothing to do with me. I have no part in this.
那你不该说，你就不要说嘛。
If you shouldn't tell me this, then don't say it.
还有人说，哎，这我就不懂了，这不是很简单吗？
Or someone else saying, oh, I don't understand. Isn't this so easy?
实际上听的人觉得是什么呢？
What does the hearer perceive these words?
那么简单我都不会，我真是一个笨蛋，你在说我是一个笨蛋。
So you're saying it's so easy, but I still don't understand it. What you're actually saying is I'm so stupid.
所以我们知道，我们不要讲废话。
So we have to understand we are not to speak worthless words.
另外有一种呢，是好话，但是在错误的时机、错误的底下所讲出来的，也不要说，圣经上说也不要说。
The Bible also tells us not to say quote-unquote good words with the wrong timing and wrong motive.
前几天呢，在我们的这个微信群里面呢，大家有的时候在社区里面呢，有做一些买卖的事情。
So a couple weeks ago, there, on the WeChat group, there's sellers and buyers in the chat.
所以有一个卖方呢，就卖给大家呢，有一个特别的食物啊。结果呢 有一个人买了之后呢说，哎，你这个食物的分量怎么比以前小很多啊？
So a seller has sold some stuff in the WeChat group, and a buyer was saying, hey, the portion that you're selling now is a lot less than before.
他是希望能够借此告诉卖方说，当你做买卖的时候，你要注意一下客人所收到的分量。
What the buyer is trying to say is, oh, the seller, you have to look at what you are giving to your buyers.
结果这个时候有一个人冒出一句话。
However, someone else popped up this answer.
他说做生意不容易啊，你要体谅他。
Essentially saying, oh, it's hard to do business these days. You should care for them.
是的，这句话本身是没有错的，也是正确的。
True, this phrase is not wrong. It is true, it's correct.
但是这个时候说出来的时候却让前面的一个交易在说在买卖货的时候要注意的时候，这个他原来的本意给扭曲了。
However, this person saying these words actually twisted what the previous comment from the buyer was.
反过来就是有一点暗示，现在你说你收到的货跟原来不同呢，你不懂得体谅，你这个人很抠。
It's what this person is saying is implying that the buyer is very cheap and don't know how to care for the seller who is hard doing business these days.
所以说一个好话也要看对的时机跟对的动机。
So even saying quote-unquote good words, we have to say it in the correct timing and with correct motive.
另外圣经说也不要去抢话。
And the Bible also says, do not beat others in speaking.
因为在抢话的时候，你还没听完人家正在倾诉什么事情的时候，你说出来的话语很可能就误解以及伤害了其他人。
Because when you beat others in speaking, you might not understand their full meaning in those words and twisted what their original thought process was.
另一种找茬的话也不要讲。
And also other words that find fault in others, don't speak them.
如果在一个环境文化里面不停地塑造我们去找别人的问题，然后就表明出来，我们很习惯性的就会在听人家讲一件事情的时候，还没听完的时候，就说：“哎哎，这个不对，那个不对。”结果把原来的主题给弄偏了。
Because if you're under a culture constantly being mind-washed by finding fault in others, before you even hear the whole conversation, you're already choosing and picking who's at fault. You already twisted the original conversation.
还有一种话呢，是怎么样呢？你不太知道，你不是知道很多客观的情势的东西，就不要说吧。
And the other thing is, when you don't know what to say, you don't know what's going on, just keep quiet. Don't say those things.
啊，在圣经说上说呢，你如果对这件事情不是很了解的话呢，你也不知道应该怎么回答，你就不要说，人家也认为你是智慧的人的。
When you don't understand a subject, you don't know what to say, what to participate in the conversation, just keep quiet. People will view you as wise.
简单的话说，就是说，当我们以自我中心的态度去与人交谈的时候，你不会带出有任何意义的果效的。
Simply put, if we are self-centered, we won't bring forth authoritative words.
那我们应该说什么呢？
So then, what do we say?
我们如果还记得前面我们应该有说话的目的的时候，就讲到第一个要荣耀神。
So previously we mentioned the purpose of speaking, that is for God to receive glory.
箴言告诉我们什么时候我们一定要开口说话。
Proverbs, it tells us when to speak.
就是说如果我们知道事情真相的时候，我们一定要站出来做见证，还给人家受到侮辱的人一个清白。
It's when we know the truth.We have to step up. We have to speak up for those who are wrongly accused.
并且我们必须要站出来为一些弱小无法为自己辩护的人呢去发声。
And we have to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
因此我们有个使命跟责任，就是说话的时候要有公平公义。
So therefore we should speak, speaking righteousness, and understanding.
而另一方面呢，我们必须说话呢能够造就人。
And on the other hand, we have to speak words that build others up.
而造就人，我把它很简单的分成两类的造就。
And building others up, I split into two separate groups.
一个是在负面当中呢，我们要借着话语呢带出正面。
That is consolation and correction.
让也许当事人正在一个极大的痛苦当中，或者疾病当中，或者消沉当中，那或者是有一些错误当中呢，我。们要学会呢，怎么样用造就，就是劝慰跟指正的方法去造就他。
Maybe the person is very down, they're in the wrong, or they have illness. We have to consult and we have to correct them.
那另一个方面呢，就是已经在一个很平常或者很正面的情况底下呢，我要再加强，再去鼓励，去激发。
And on the contrary, if the person is extremely normal and they're on the positive end, we have to show affirmation and we have to encourage them.
那我们应该怎么讲呢？
And
特别是劝慰、指正要怎么讲？
And how do we comfort and guide others using our words?
圣经上实际上已经给我们了一些准则。
Actually, Bible has given us some prospective goals in mind.
就是已经告诉我们的，我们在说话之前呢，我们应该是有一个目标和目的的，就是荣神益人。
We have to have a goal in mind, which is show glory to God, and then also benefiting others.
因此，在说话之前，我已经在想说，我待会说出来的话，怎么样让对方能够更认识神的伟大。
It is when we speak, we have to help others to see the greatness of God.
第二个，我要让听的人呢，因着我待会儿要讲出来的话呢，之后呢，他的身体、他的心思、他的灵魂呢，会比在说话之前呢更好。
And
我已经设定这个目标了。
We have to set this goal that when others hear they will benefit, well, they'll be benefited from the conversation in the body, in the soul, and also spirit.
然后呢，因着听的这个人呢，因着我讲的话呢，得到鼓励，而且现在呢，可以勇于面对挑战，或者他自己过去的一些错误。
And then also let hearers receive inspiration and the courage to face up the challenges ahead.
而且呢，让听的人呢，因着所讲出来的话呢，对未来看到盼望，对生命有更强的使命感。
And also let hearers see a hope in the future from the conversation, and also find stronger mission in life.
也就是说，当我们说话之前，我们要先有前瞻性的一个目标先设定，然后我们再回来说，我现在要开始怎么讲。
So we have to speak with perspective goal in mind, and then we take a step back and think, oh, what do I say now?
不是心里想什么就讲什么。
And not say exactly what's in your heart.
接下来箴言又继续告诉我，我们在特别在面对这一种的谈话的时候，我们要怎么讲？他们说，经文告诉我们说，要柔和，要温柔，要忍耐。
In the Proverbs, when we face these kind of conversations, we should speak with gentle words, with a soothing tongue, with patience and gentle tongue.
因为当我们看见一些问题的时候，
Because when we see visible problems,
它只是我们眼见看的问题，也许只是浮现在整个大冰块的上面一点点而已。
What we see is actually a minute detail of the big problem underneath.
而实际它底下问题的根部很可能是非常巨大的。
And the problem within, the problem that you don't see, it might be.A long-term cause.
因此，当我们去面对的时候，我们必须要非常的温柔的去理解现在问题的根源。
So when we care for the person, we have to be gentle to help with the problem.
我不知道大家有没有发现啊，大部分温柔的人啊，都是不急躁的。
I don't know if you notice those who are gentle, they're not.Quick to their words.
好像在他们的心中都有一个不同的时钟一样。
It's as if they have a different clock in their heart.
让他们能够看得远，看得长，并且有耐心。
They can see a lot further ahead, and they're very patient.
因此一个温柔的人，他有一个不同的时间概念，另外他有一个体贴跟同理的心肠。
And those who are gentle, they are extremely insightful. They are very empathetic.
因此他可以洞察问题的本身，因此耐下心来慢慢地说。
And they will be able to see the problem within, and they will say it slowly, very gently.
这个温柔不是指轻声细语，而是一个心态。
Gentleness is not speaking quietly, speaking softly. It's actually a mindset.
那当我们讲的时候呢，圣经还告诉我们有几个重要的重点。
And when we speak, actually in the Bible, it's also mentioned about a couple things that we should do.
就是当说话的时候要说的得宜，非常的合适。
That is, we have to speak at the right time, speak appropriately.
这是指这个时机要非常的对，这个气氛，这个时间，这个地点都是非常合适的，你在讲。
The timing and the choice of words has to be all very appropriate for the time being.
你不要重复，你不要急躁。
Don't be repetitive.Don't be impatient.
而是等待酝酿时机。
We have to wait for the right time, brewing the atmosphere.
很多时候时机也许可遇不可求，但是很多时机是我们刻意去酝酿出来的。
Maybe a lot of times, the timing is it cannot be made up. But however, sometimes the timing you can wait upon it.
圣经告诉我们，我们如果一直重复的话，实际上人家根本不要听的。
And the Bible tells us if we continuously be repetitive, the person might not want to hear it.
然后呢，我们要注意呢，我们不要以发号施令的一个态度呢，对人家讲。
Don't have an attitude of like a commander, forcing someone to hear you.
而是让对方能够有一个尊严跟一个价值，自己去做出一个决定。
Let the other person have the mindset and make the decision themselves.
因此你可以非常以一个客观的态度跟对方说，如果这样子会怎么样发生，如果那样子会怎么样发生，接下来请你自己做一个决定。
You provide different insights, give that person the honor, give them the choice of making the decision for themselves.
还有怎么样不应该讲呢？就是呢，直接指出这个问题，哎，说你有问题。
And the thing that you should not do, again, the third point is, do not point directly to the issue and say, oh, you should not do this.
而是学会问一个好问题。
On the contrary, we have to learn how to ask the right questions.
在台湾有位牧师，他叫黄国伦牧师，他曾经讲述了一个故事。
In Taiwan, there's a pastor named Pastor Huang. He shared a story.
他说有一个女士啊，她心爱的孩子在孩子还是青少年的时候，突然出了意外呢，死了。
And he shared a story of a lady who had a boy, or a teenager, who passed away in an accident.
结果这个妈妈的就陷入极度的忧伤悲痛之中。出不来。
So this lady, the mom, was in deep sorrow, and she could not get out of it.
在旁边的人也不知道怎么样帮她，这样子持续了好多年。
People around her do not know what to do and what to say to help her, and it continued on for quite a few years.
结果这个时候居然有一个人直接来到这个女士面前呢，问了她呢一个问题。
So then a person came over to her and asked her this one question.
他说，你觉得你现在回头想，你是希望这个孩子呢，从来没有出生过，没有在你生命当中比较好呢？还是说呢，他曾经出生，但是现在遇到了这个意外，他现在已经不在我们当中，你会做哪一个选择？如果你有选择的话，你会做哪一个选择？
This person asked the mom this question. If you had a choice, would you rather have your child not ever been born or have them born for a couple years and have been with you for a couple years and then passed away from the accident?
哇，这个时候这个妈妈突然想通了，她说原来我应该记住在过去她曾经有与我同在的那个欢乐，那个美好的回忆。
And suddenly, it's like the light bulb moment for the mom. She finally understood that she should be grateful and happy with the time that she had with the teenager, for the many years that they were walking alongside with mom.
然后另一个呢，我们的讲话要注意的，你不要认为自己呢很真诚的，因此你什么话就可以讲。我说出来说啊，我是为你好。
And the other things that we should ponder upon, the fourth point is to not think of yourself as sincere.
因为对方觉得说你都在教训我，你根本不体会我的困难。
Because the other person will think, oh, you're not really caring for me, you're just pointing out this and that.
我自己就经常犯出这样的一个错误。
I myself often fall into this wrong.
前几年我其中一个孩子在感情上面出了问题。
A couple years, one of my child was dealing with relationship problems.
我就跟他说，你好好念书吧，现在谈什么恋爱。
So I went straight to him and was like, you should not be focusing on relationship, you should be focusing on school.
被听的那个孩子觉得他被贬低了，他没有被理解。
So that my child felt like he was not being understood. He was being looked down upon.
我们应该以一个启发和同理的一个心态呢，去先去了解他的心情，先着重于他的心情。
We actually should be empathetic and understand what that person is feeling, what that person is going through first.
还有一种说话态度呢，我们不要做，就是你感觉到不吐不快。
Another way of speaking that we should not be doing is we must speak our mind.
觉得呢，我现在所有讲出来都是为对方好，你现在呢就吃buffet吧，我全部都给你。
And you're in the mindset of, oh, what I'm saying to you is perfect. You should be getting all of this.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要按时分粮，人家能够接受多少，我们就按着那个分量。慢慢的让人家能够消化的去给。
However, in the Bible, it's telling us to dose timely in small portions in a way that others can perceive correct dose.
那这两种说话的方式会产生怎么样结果呢？
What kind of result would these two separate way of speaking will bring out?
一个是白费功夫，另一个是丰收生命果。
On one side, it's zero effect. On the other, it's received fruit of life.
那接下来我们对于一些肯定鼓励的话又怎么讲呢？
Next is how to give affirmation and encouragement.
你知道我们有中国传统的人，实际上鼓励是一个很难的一件事情。
With us, with the Chinese background, it's very often very hard for us to encourage others.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为奖励在中华文化里面呢，是上对下才能讲的话。
Because seeing merits and praises can only go from higher ups to the younger ones.
晚辈怎么还反过去说，长辈说 ，Hey, good job, not bad, excellent.
How can you, as a younger generation, go up to the older generation and say, hey, good job, that was perfect, or things like that?
我们也没有习惯我们同辈的彼此鼓励、彼此激励，没有这回事的，因为这个不在我们文化当中，我们很不习惯。
And we're also not encouraging our peers, because it's not a culture that we were raised up under.
大家还记得我前面只讲那个习惯吗？你只要一不习惯，你全身都不舒服。
Do you still remember the habit that I mentioned earlier? If it's not with your previous habit, you will feel uncomfortable.
如果今天我们就会觉得，如果今天有下位的去赞美上位的话
，If nowadays if you see someone in the lower, a younger generation, a lower position praising.The one in higher position.
我们中国人马上就会觉得他在拍马逢迎，他在歌功颂德。
What you think is this person is trying to kiss up to the boss, trying to sing merit and praises with the boss.
Good translation. 那但是我们要知道，圣经的教导是说我们要彼此鼓励、彼此建立、彼此造就啊。
However, the Bible is trying to tell us we have to encourage one another. We have to build up one another.
我们要真诚地看到对方的一些潜能跟恩赐，要去鼓励他。
We have to see others good, and we have to praise them and lift them up.
因此，我们先要调整自己的心态，就是说。我现在所说出来的话是真诚的，是根据神的教导，因此我愿意建立对方，不论是我的平辈还是我的上辈、长辈。
So therefore, we have to change our own attitude, change our own mindset, so that when we are encouraging, we are receiving words from God, and we're trying to build the other person up, whether they are higher position, lower position, older, younger, or our peers.
我还记得我其中一个孩子，当他小学毕业的时候，那个时候在小学第一名毕业的时候，他在毕业典礼上面讲话了。
I remember one of my child, back in elementary school, he was number one, and he was to speak in front of the whole class.
你知道讲完的时候，结果有一个也是五年级的小朋友来到我面前。
And after he spoke, another fifth grader came up to me.
他说 ,Hello, Mr. Chow, congratulations. 他说哎周先生哦恭喜你。You must be proud of your child. 你一定为你的孩子很骄傲。
The fifth grader came up to me and said, Hi, Mr. Chow, you must be super proud of your child.
哇我听了好感动啊。
After I heard that, I was so touched.
你知道我感动是什么？
You know why I was touched?
我感动到这个孩子的父母真是知道怎么教孩子去鼓励人啊。
I found out, I figured that this child's parents have been teaching the child how to encourage others very, very well.
你知道中国人我们里面你读小学你会哪一天或读中学的时候你突然跑到校长办公室说校长你做得真好你会这样子讲吗？
If you're in China, if you're going to middle school or high school, would you ever go to the principal and go, Oh, good job, principal?
因此我们中国人非常习惯的怎么样去肯定对方呢？
So then in the Chinese culture,
这种文化底下怎么肯定呢？
So in the Chinese culture, how do we show affirmation with each other?
那我们通常是以感谢的话，谢谢对方。
We often say thank you.
我觉得这也非常的好，我们也需要就是以感谢来表达我们对对方的肯定跟鼓励。
I believe this is very important to do, to show appreciation, say thank you.
但是我认为还有一个更好的方式呢，把我们的这感谢跟肯定呢，更把它具体化，以至于听的人真的能够继续成长，继续得到造就。
But I feel like there is even a better way, a more full way, so that the other person can be edified.
因此我们今天特别在神的家当中，如果说有哪一位带领诗歌。
So in House of Christ Love, if someone is leading singspiration.
有任何的外来的讲员在这边讲道。
Or outside speakers speak amongst us.
或者有任何主日学老师。
Or Sunday school teacher.
当或者做饭的弟兄姊妹。
Or brother and sister who are prepping for lunch.
可以继续成长。
Maybe show your affirmation with additional words so that they understand and know what particular things that they have done has encouraged you, etc.
我们可以说谢谢你，因为你刚刚点点点，我更认识了神。
Maybe you can say, oh, thank you, because of ... I understand God more.
或者说谢谢你，因着你刚刚讲的话或做的事情或一些带领呢，我更清楚神的旨意。
Or say thank you because what you have done, what you have led, I have a clearer view of God's will.
或者说你刚刚所讲的话，真的感动到我了，影响到你刚刚的祷告，影响到我了。
Or say thank you, what you have said or what you have prayed about really affected/touched me.
或者说，哎，你做的那个菜啊，让我印象深刻，我今天早上起来还在流口水。
Or
带领我们唱歌，行不行？继续啊！
Or say, oh, next time can we continue? Can you continue to lead us in praise and worship?
哦，或者因为你的出现呢，我真是感到我非常的感恩哦，你影响了我们家，我学到了什么
？Or say, oh, because of your appearance, I have learned this from you. I'm very grateful.
然后说呢，因为点点点呢，我就必须要做改变了。谢谢你。
Or because of ... I need to make changes.Thank you.
总结来说，我们再回到圣经告诉我们说话的智慧是什么。
So with the final words, what Bible is teaching us with what we should say and what we should not say.
也就是告诉我们言语的力量是巨大无比的。我们可以建造，我们也可以摧毁。
And if the power of words are tremendous, it can build up and it can destroy.
因此我们讲话的时候必须要小心，我们必须要有一个目的再去讲话。
So therefore, we have to have a goal in mind before we speak.
就是要荣耀神跟造就人。
That is to glorify God and to edify man.
我们要知道什么该说，什么不该说。
We should know what we should speak, what we should not speak.
然后说话的时候要智慧。
And we have to have wisdom when we speak.
但是知道这些不够。
But knowing these facts is merely enough.
我们必须要不停地练习它，才会变成我们的一部分，才会内化成为我们的习惯。大家还记得习惯的力量吗？
We have to practice to speak wisdom. We have to use our words to edify others so that it becomes a habit. Do you still remember the power of habit?
因此我也鼓励大家，我们从现在起一直到年底的时候，每当有外来讲员讲到的时候。
So therefore, I want to encourage everyone from now on until the end of the year, every time we have an outside speaker.
讲完以后，我们就练习除了我们感谢他为我们传讲神的信息之外，再加几句话来建立这个传道人。
Aside from showing your appreciation, saying thank you for the message to the speaker, want to say a couple additional words to edify our speaker.
如果大家觉得哎呀，外来讲员万一讲错怎么办
？Or what happened if the outside speaker say something wrong？
不要紧接下来我们今天聚会完之后，我开放给大家练习对我讲。
So don't you worry, I will open up time for you to say those words to me today.
这个就成为我们的习惯了。
That in itself will become a habit.
好，接下来我们就进入我们今天的圣餐了。
So now we continue into communion, Holy Communion.